The Peat Thief. Not so very long ago, in the Strath of Kildonan, crofters did not burn coal on their fires. Instead, they burned peat, which they cut themselves. Cutting peat is a very tiring job. And rather than go to all that bother, many crofters just stole from their neighbours' peat stacks. On one occasion, when this happened, the thief had been very clever. He had taken peat only from the stack which was furthest away from the houses. This resulted in not one of the crofters having seen or heard anything at all. Because of this, people began to think there was something supernatural in the disappearance of their peats, and so they left well alone, fearing what terrible vengeance might be wreaked on them if they interfered. There was, however, one crofter who did not believe in all this superstitious nonsense, and he decided to solve the mystery. So he devised a plan. From the peat stack furthest away from his croft, he removed and hollowed out several peats. Into these he poured a quantity of gunpowder, replaced them in the stack, then waited. Sure enough, several days later, some of the peats were missing. Now that night, the certain crofter who had stolen the peats was sitting beside the fire in his house, thinking about what he had done. His conscience was beginning to bother him, and he resolved to own up next day. Absent-mindedly, he tossed a couple of peats on the fire and relaxed. Suddenly, a terrific explosion rocked the house. When he recovered and managed to grope his way about, he discovered that the grate had been blown completely out through the door. Taking this as a judgment from heaven, the crofter vowed to turn over a new leaf and never steal another peat in his life again.